Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I don't know if you're as engrossed in this podcast as I am, but it's a subject that's near and dear to me, which is enhancing performance as you age, potentially extending longevity, but more importantly, improving quality of life. Quality of life involves the ability to move, the ability to ward off disease. There's an exciting new nutraceutical that's recently come on my radar screen, and I've currently adopted it as part of my program. It's Urolithin A, available from Timeline Nutrition, and brand name MitoPure. With us today is one of the originators of this product, Dr. Anurag Singh, Chief Medical Officer of Timeline Nutrition. That's a place where you can get MitoPure. In part one, we described how it was that the beneficial properties of urolithin were discovered. So, Dr. Singh, thanks for your time. I just wanted to say that there's one of the things that really is a challenge is fending off sarcopenia, this progressive loss, not just of muscle volume, but muscle strength. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of ways that it's been proposed that we fend that off. One is take more protein and do resistance exercise. Tried and true. And you know, there's almost no substitution for resistance training with weights, mm-hmm. Coupled with adequate protein intake. Then there are drugs. And one of the drugs are anabolic drugs. Drugs like testosterone. Testosterone demonstrably, and other anabolic drugs, increase muscle volume. But I just read a very interesting review that states that muscle volume can be increased, but not necessarily muscle strength. So you might look more buff, but you are not necessarily stronger. Additionally, and that's the thing with bodybuilders. Bodybuilders look great, but they're not necessarily stronger than weightlifters. Weightlifters may not look as awesome as Arnold Schwarzenegger, but that's not the goal. The goal is to, you know, lift these tire trunk weights. Another possibility is what are called myostatin inhibitors. There's this thing called myostatin. If you inhibit myostatin, you're going to get a cow that looks, you know, completely muscular and shredded, or you're going to get a mighty mouse that, you know, is all, you know, marbled muscle. But again, not necessarily stronger, not necessarily more likely to live longer either. So it's exciting that here's the prospect of increasing performance with the additional benefit of supporting immunity and reducing inflammation via a nutraceutical. So I think we're really onto something here. What say you, Dr. Singh?
I've studied frailty and sarcopenia for a long, long time. I've done those high protein supplementation trials in older adults, and I've done them with exactly how you were describing, with resistance training, where you call older adults 70 plus for 3 times a week, 30 minutes a day. You make them do some sort of exercise training regimen, and it does help. It does help. High protein itself would not boost, as you're saying, muscle contraction or muscle strength, it will help on the muscle mass side. And even on the pharmaceutical side, all these myostatin inhibitors that you talked about that were developed, they showed about 3 to 5% increase in muscle mass after 6 to 12 months of intake, but they never were able to show the improvements in strength. And I believe if we are to tackle sarcopenia and frailty, we need to have this double-edged sword. So muscle mass and muscle quality or muscle bioenergetics, mm-hmm. which bioenergetics meaning the you know, you boost the metabolic health of your muscle, and that results in improved strength. And I think this is a very interesting way to hit on muscle decline with aging, which I think muscle is one of the most key longevity organs. So 200% of that.
So an interesting use case for this is lots of people these days, and increasingly over the next few years and decades, will be taking GLP-1 drugs and even double and triple action drugs to produce astonishing weight loss, you know, body mass loss of 20-25% in a short period of time, you know, 6, 12, 18 months. But with that comes the potential for losing some muscle, because you're going to lose all that weight. You're going to lose a lot of fat, but you're also going to lose some muscle. So do you envision that there's a use case for something like MitoPure for people taking GLP-1 drugs, Ozempic, semaglutide drugs, and the newer drugs, Mounjaro, et cetera?
Yeah. I mean, these are remarkable medical breakthroughs, right? I mean, the clinical data coming out is on weight loss is dramatic, but they're meant for the overweight obese and the diabetics. I mean, a lot of these GLP-1 agonists were developed as anti-diabetic drugs, and then they found the side uses of them, which is impacting satiety and reward center and delayed gastric emptying. Now, you're absolutely right that in these trials on Mounjaro or Wegovy or Ozempic, they're seeing about out of, you know, let's say if you lose 15 kilos, 5 kilo or close to, let's say, you know, 10 to 15 pounds is your muscle mass, right? So you're losing muscle mass in about a year that you would normally lose in 10 years during the aging trajectory of muscle loss. So that's a very dramatic muscle loss in a year. Now that works okay for a 30, 40 year old, but it's not going to be okay for a 60 plus individual.
Who's
greatly at risk and I think the problem is not even there. I think the problem is what happens when you stop it, right? When you stop these after a year or 2 years, you've lost the fat, you've lost the muscle. Now you stop it. They have run the follow-up studies and they see a lot of times the fat comes back, but the muscle does not, right? And I think that's really where something, the same three bullet points that we were talking about, resistance training. So you need to have a very good trainer guiding you during your GLP-1 journey and post how to implement exercise to put on to get more strength in your muscle, high protein for muscle mass. But I think MitoPure has a role in this sort of post maintenance journey, not just from a metabolic angle, but on the muscle angle, where it can help recuperate this lost strength that is going to accompany the dramatic muscle loss.
One question that I always ask researchers when I get a chance, you know, we hear about this or that or the other compound being promising, but that the research then is sometimes done in experimental animals where the equivalent dose in humans would be like one hockey puck sized pill, you know, which is not feasible, or you'd have to take, you know, 8 ounces of a powder every day or, you know, 3 times daily to achieve the benefits seen in the clinical trials. Are the results that you see in the clinical trials practical for people using this consumer product?
They are, and so that goes back to, so the dose ranges of 500 milligram,
which is what I take every day.
Are very easy to put in a pill. For example, you need about 3 grams plus of omega-3 to really impact on cardiovascular outcomes. Mm-hmm. you need 20 grams of protein to really impact on muscle mass. So this is a very reasonable dose to, let's say, implement from a nutritional strategy. And we've been able to put it in small pills. We've been able to put it in powders that are flavored that you can put in your smoothie and yogurts and take it on a daily basis. A lot of people don't like pills. And so that's the convenience side of how, and it's a very stable molecule. So a lot of, and it's a very, it's a molecule that has no smell. So unlike the omega-3s, the problem is how do you take it, right? And the other is they get oxidized very quickly. So every omega-3 has to have an antioxidant like vitamin E in the formulation. And then, of course, you can put it in a shake or in your yogurt because it's gonna not take. So the one of the big advantages of working we've realized on, with MitoPure Urolithin A is that it's really tasteless. It has absolutely no fragrance, and it's very heat stable and temperature stable. So that allows us to put it in. We are working on many other different formats now as well.
So one consequence of something that works on energy in the cells is that it doesn't work on merely on power or endurance. It also seems to have what are called pleiotropic effects because virtually all the systems of the body are energy dependent. So tell us a little bit about the emerging science on immunity, which has just been rolled out. I understand the new publication looking at the immune impact of taking Urolithin.
So what will come out in the next 6 months, and these are two of our recent randomized trials that we have wrapped up. One, of course, we said, okay, it works for older adults. There is a compromise of muscle and mitochondria with aging. We worked with overweight, middle-aged. There's, of course, the metabolic stressor there. We actually ran a trial very recently with probably one of the most prominent sports researchers who works with Olympian runners in Australia. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't want to explore the effect of this molecule for performance. I actually want to look at how it helps an athlete recover from an injury, or how does it help them recover from a training season or a season, you know, because a lot of these athletes, they overtrain. And by the end of the season, their performance, if you actually look at it, or she looked at it, declines, and a lot of that is because of their bodies get inflamed. Mm-hmm. And so we ran this trial actually, and it's one of the highest powered studies of its kind currently under review in another Nature journal, where we took 20, 22 Olympian level middle distance runners, gave them placebo, and 22, 23, we gave them MitoPure. And what she finds is, this particular researcher in this trial is that, the performance gains were not so dramatic because these are already runners who are at
near maximal performance. Yeah. Right.
But they recover very fast. Their muscle damage. So, and this, I mean, this is a marker called creatine kinase that is, very, usually used for, you know, muscle damage. So when you get a heart attack, people look at creatine kinase. Mm-hmm. And similarly, she's looking at muscle damage in these athletes. And what you see is a blunting of creatine kinase. You see also a blunting of inflammation when you look at things, what we call cytokines. These are pro-inflammatory, factors circulating in these athletes' body, and things like C-reactive protein, which is a marker of whole body inflammation. So we see a blunting, and these athletes don't feel as fatigued after, you know, a training session. As so these are some of the, and that kind of continuous finding and inflammation led us to design another trial focused entirely on how does this molecule change the immune system, because it's having these dramatic anti-inflammatory effects. Mm-hmm. And so we partnered with the Buck Institute of Aging in California, which is one of the most premier institutes of studying human longevity and research in different aspects of human longevity, and working with the leader there, Professor Eric Verdun. What we found was that with aging, the immune cells get fatigued, so they put out these markers of immune exhaustion. And so a lot of old people, they, you know, and I'm thinking my own parents who are in the 80s, they do not respond at all to a flu vaccination.
Exactly. So, because that's one of the dilemmas is, you know, for precisely the people who most, who are frail.
Who need it.
Who need it, so, they don't do that well. So they've decided to maybe we'll triple the strength of the vaccine, you know, and give a stronger stimulus to the immune system. But the immune system just kind of is lazy and not responsive.
Yeah, it's really fatigued. It's lost its youthful. So there are two main immune cells in our body, and they're called T cells because they, one of the cells, these T cells are educated in a small organ called the thymus, and the thymus involutes starting about 15, 20 years of age, and then entirely goes away in our 30s and 40s. And so when the thymus goes away, there is no way you're left with whatever you're left with, and very few circulating stem cell-like T cells. And so what we see in this trial is that with mitopurulotinase supplementation, we see a revival of the pool of these youthful stem cell-like T cells coming into the body. Second, when they come into the body, they have more mitochondria compared to the control 50-year-olds who are... So we see about a 20% more increase in mitochondria in these T cells, which means now they're not fatigued. They're more ready to go fight an infection or to fight a cancer, for example, cell. So that's some of the emerging research that is coming out. And we, of course, see that the body is, you know, kind of dampening this process we call inflammaging. So this is the trifecta of immune decline with aging, is that you lose your thymus, you get more fatigued T cells, your body ups its inflammatory response. And then the third is really what I call immune resilience, which is basically you lose the energy in your immune system. And so it's kind of like we're remodeling the immune system, and it's reviving to fight infections better.
One of the grand prix of anti-aging research is something called the ITP, the Interventions Testing Program. And they test candidate compounds. And, you know, for example, some of the things that we've thought in the past were so great, like resveratrol, really didn't pass muster in that rodent study. It's done with rodents because they live a short time, and basically they feed all kinds of different things, do different pharmaceutical interventions and nutraceutical interventions, even some lifestyle, you know, caloric restriction, whatever, and they try to see if it really has an impact on longevity. Have you managed to platform urolithin A into their testing paradigm, or is that in the works?
So this platform is run by the leading aging research institute called the National Institute of Aging out of Bethesda, and they pilot this program. They came to us actually and said, we are so convinced with your data that we don't want to pilot in furry rodents. We actually want to trial it in humans. So they're actually on their own dime, they're running a trial, and it's registered in clinicaltrials.gov, which is the registry. And so they're taking pre-diabetic individuals and giving them urolithin A and looking at their muscle, cognitive, and immune system in one go, because to them, that's the trifecta of aging, that if you can hit all these three systems, the muscle, cognition, and immune, you can really... So they came to us saying, we want to go straight to humans.
Wow, that is impressive. I'm glad I asked that. So, you know, when you have a successful candidate compound, what ends up happening, as you know, is that you don't have to push the research. The researchers come to you and they say, can I get a hold of some of this? And they write a grant proposal, and, you know, the company may offer them some supply so that they can test it out. What's on the launch pad in terms of research? And I believe there's something on brain health that's about to be undertaken.
Yeah, so this is the amazing thing about research. And when I was training, my PhD advisor always said, Anurag, research is two words, re and search. You always have to keep going back to the drawing board. And so after all these 15 years of research with all these publications, now the scientific community is sort of coalescing around, you know, they're all having their clever ideas. So right now we are engaged in at least five different randomized trials. that are not run by us, but are run by really top institutes around the world and top professors. Mm-hmm. One is the study I just mentioned on sort of can urolithinate MitoPure impact metabolic health, and even they're looking at things like GLP-1 production and incretin production in this. The second is a study looking at sort of secondary sarcopenia, so in a cohort of COPD individuals, COPD being chronic obstructive mm-hmm. pulmonary disease. This is a disease that happens, and results in a lot of muscle wasting down as a secondary impact. So that's one happening. The third is, which I'm very personally excited about, is this study in brain aging. There's a group that actually three different groups over the last year have published that giving urolithinate, and they did actually the similar approach. They looked for thousands of natural compounds and drugs that had the potential to delay neurodegenerative decline, and they found that mitophagy, which is what you and I talked about, is one of the biggest pathways that lights up in things like Alzheimer's. And one of the molecules that shone bright was urolithinate. So now we are doing different studies. We're planning to do studies in Alzheimer's and Parkinson as a nutritional supplement, not as a drug. So really trying to look at early mild cognitive impairment. But the study that I'm very excited about is actually in 50-60-year-olds who have REM sleep disorder. Now, these are folks who have altered brain metabolism, and this sets in about 15, 20 years before almost 90% of these individuals turn into neurodegeneration, for example.
It's a form of sleep deprivation, but it's like not because they decide that they're going to pull all-nighters. It's they just have lost their sleep mechanism.
Yeah, they have a REM sleep disorder, so they even don't know. They just wake up in the morning with a broken, clock or a broken night lamp next to them because their mind cannot control their body, and so they have these involuntary movements in their sleep patterns, or their partner, says, "You go get yourself checked," and that's how they find these altered brain and sleep patterns, and it's. It ties to a lot of, this is really a mitochondrial dysfunction happening mm-hmm. early on in their brains. Mm. And so we are trying now to see if with urolithinate we can reverse this and delay, this mm-hmm. This altered brain trajectory. The last study which we are planning is really, can we take immunotherapy, things that are already being done in cancer patients, or recovering cancer patients who have beaten cancer, and can we use MitoPure and urolithinate to either augment cancer immunotherapy or can we make these people who have just beaten cancer but are coming out with no immune system and poor muscle health, can we accelerate their sort of recovery?
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you a question, which may not be so self-serving for you because you're a proponent of urolithinate, the product MitoPure. You're with the company Timeline. Mm-hmm. People ask me, now that I'm talking about MitoPure, like, well, shall I abandon, taking NAD supplements? Shall I, stop taking, this whole panoply of things that I'm taking for mitochondrial support? Because there are actually a lot of things that may be implicated in mitochondrial support. And this is the next big thing. And is it a one-off, or should people still have a diversified portfolio when it comes to mitochondrial health?
Yeah, I get asked this too. Listen, there is no magic pill. I mean, this stuff takes about a month to just change the cellular metabolism, and then 2 to 4 months to of regular intake to start having an effect. So I think the two foundation pillars are always diet and exercise, as we discussed. And the third, where I believe it can be used to augment, because what things like CoQ10 or NAD will do is that mm-hmm. they will accelerate, NAD will accelerate something called biogenesis, mitochondrial biogenesis, being that you're allowing newer healthy mitochondria to come into your cells. CoQ10 will make your healthy pool of mitochondria function better. But where this molecule, urolithinate, comes is it's the missing piece of the puzzle, because it takes the waste out, and now you have more real estate now for. So I think combination probably is a good idea, in this field, and probably will even augment a lot of the impact. But, you know, that I see, and a lot of people ask me, well, if I'm taking my multivitamins or omega-3s, how will this molecule behave with that? I really see this as a foundation. So if your cellular health is improved, you will absorb things better. So, you know, it's not a one or nothing kind of phenomena. I think it's really sort of the base foundation. If you take it, your NAD or your CoQ10 will work better and you will absorb nutrients better.
Yeah, and I must say that, you know, I recently did a newsletter article which divulged all the ingredients that I use in my morning smoothie, which include, you know, some of the things you mentioned, and, you know, added whey protein and creatine. And but I also use the powder form of MitoPure, which, you know, is simply like a small envelope that you open up and you pour the powder into the shake, and it blends nicely, you know, in the blender. And what I've noticed, I have to say, it's I haven't necessarily noticed that, you know, my performance has gone through the roof, because time is against me. You know, as I get older and older, I expect a decrement in my, you know, strength and endurance. I'm a triathlete, you know, and I look at my times, and they're going to progressively deteriorate. It's inexorable. But what I have noticed is I used to have more brownouts. I used to train really hard, and then I would just hit the wall, and I would just be stuck as if I were bitten by a tsetse fly, you know, just real low energy, which is probably a form of OTS, overtraining syndrome. And these days, they're much fewer and further between, and they're also of shorter duration. And I sort of pull out of the nosedive a lot faster. So I think that's how personally it's affected me. And I'm very committed to staying on this regimen. So let me just give our audience a heads up on this. And there's a special offer from the folks at Timeline. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. And you can use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. So give it a try. And your suggestion, Dr. Singh, is, you know, it's not going to work. And it's not like taking caffeine. You know, it's not going to work instantaneously. It's more of a slow, sustained process by which your mitochondria become more efficient. So would you recommend like a 90-day trial, or, you know, three or four months?
At least a two-month. I mean, it hits the same pathways as regular exercise would. So, I mean, again, you don't just don't go and spend 1 hour in the gym and think that you're going to improve your biological age, right? So it's the same kind of biology that I think 2 months is where we would see things like VO2 max get better, things like heart rate variability we see, mm-hmm. or even if you're doing blood work, things like C-reactive protein is a good marker to trial.
Right. Or, you know, CPK, which is a marker of muscle damage,
yep.
Which, you know, occurs when you do, you know, strength training. You know, in the most extreme form, it's rhabdomyolysis, which can cause kidney failure and be very mm-hmm. dangerous. But you may increase your capacity to absorb some of the rigorous exercise that you undertake, like I do. Great stuff, Dr. Singh. Is there anything you wanted to add? I think we touched on a lot of important points about this remarkable substance.
No, I think we did. And again, I think it's people always say, well, mitochondria, what am I going to feel? I think it's really, you'll feel these subtle differences, much like what you described. You know, if you're hitting the gym, you feel like, you know, you can go a bit longer, you can recover better, or your mind is a bit more clear. For me, it's I just wake up fresher. I noticed that since I was one of the first people who started taking it. So there'll be subtle changes. It's not a, you know, oh, I'm, you know, it's like caffeine that you're gonna be wired all day. But you're gonna feel that your cellular health needs time to remodel, and you'll feel these subtle changes over time.
And for people who have an overactive imagination, I don't feel it's important to take it early in the day, because if you take it, say, if you forget to take it in the morning, you want to take it with your evening meal, I don't think it's going to, you know, give you a buzz. It's not that kind of thing, is it?
Yeah. So we've done a number of head-to-head where we have put it in a fasting state mm-hmm. and first thing in the morning, or given it with a heavy breakfast meal or lunch.
Yeah.
We've really looked at the what I call the pharmacokinetics, so looking yes. at how the compound absorbs. we always see that it absorbs in about 6 to 8 hours. So that's the peak in your blood system. And a lot of people break the dose. Those who are feeling more fatigued, they go up to the dose and they split it between morning and afternoon and evening. And so, you know, do what you think works best for you. But in, yeah, it's really, the kinetics is very robust.
It just occurred to me, you know, that there is a subset of people who really might be candidates for this. And these are people who suffer from a form of chronic fatigue syndrome, maybe a post-viral thing, post-COVID, even some people who've had vaccination reactions. They're very stuck. And the thought is that they may be in a cycle of mitochondrial inefficiency. I think some of the studies have pointed out that's a common denominator for some of these fatigue-related conditions, fibromyalgia even perhaps. And I think that they would be candidates potentially for not just the 500 milligram dose, which is sort of the maintenance dose, but maybe to go a little harder on that, maybe 1,000 milligrams. I mean, if I had a laboratory at my disposal, I would, you know, be conducting study after study in these types of populations to see if it made a difference over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, makes sense. You know, I whenever I go to conferences, there have been folks who've taken who have muscle wasting disorders or fatigue disorders, much like we were talking about, and they tell me these remarkable stories. And so there is definitely a need to do proper randomized controlled trials. And we are happy, as I mentioned, to partner with any leading investigator who has a cohort of these individuals, because again, we are a small biotech and we can only do so much trials ourselves. So now we are opening up to partnering with the best scientists and clinicians. So that's the way in the future.
Well, congratulations to you. I think it must be extremely gratifying that your work has come to fruition. And it really involved early on a lot of detective work to come up with this unique compound and also develop it so that it can be accessible to the public. So fantastic. Once again, the product is MitoPure. It's available from Timeline, timeline.com/Hoffman. The place to go and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off. Dr. Singh, it's really been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll let you go, you know, kind of chill out because it's getting late over there in Switzerland.
Thanks. Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining Fullscript. Fullscript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, it's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.